You're listening to the Hip Hop Show on Sin. Thank you for tuning in. Jomar is in the studio. How are you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for blessing us with your presence, sir.
Bless. How are you feeling? Pleasure to be here, bro. Pleasure.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Australian origins, Jomar is a welcome addition to the ever-diversifying sound of Australian music. I believe he's just another example of a young artist with definitely a significant arsenal of talent, and it's such an honor to have you here. Are you feeling excited? Because I don't think the viewers or the listeners know what's coming next.
I'm good, bro. I'm happy.
You good?
Yeah, right, I'm just excited to be on air again.
Let's talk a bit about you. Let's get straight into the interview.
Let's go.
Your latest release, breaking into the music industry, you know, your newest single, En Vivo. Yeah. Chat to me a bit about that. How did that come about?
En Vivo, how did it come about? I think I was more or less starting to dive into like a new genre. I was just like sort of looking around in the Australian scene and like the international scene, and I wanted to incorporate sounds that were like all over the world that I enjoyed the most, like little influence of like, say, like Ballet Funk. Started loving drill a lot, and I just love the type of...
Yeah, the drill influences.
Yeah. Yeah, and just like trying to do drill in my own way, you know, where it separates from everyone else doing drill. You know, I wanted the type of thing within Vivo to just like really concentrate on like the image in comparison to just like always just being like real gang orientated and like violent orientated. I wanted it to still have a colorful essence to it, and that's what I think I came through with the En Vivo track, because it still has a lot of energy, but it's still very vibrant, where it like sets it apart in its own little world.
That's beautiful. So like for those like who really want to get into the track or like dissect it, what's the image that you're hoping that they take or like come up with in their head?
The image, I would say, I feel like it's fashion forward. Like a lot of the branding I did towards it, I worked with a stylist and like photographer called Lazy Fair. Shout out Lazy Fair.
Shout out.
And for the first time, I just let him take charge of the image and branding. And we went and walked around to like a bunch of like high-end like fashion shops and whatnot. And
Hustle. He,
what's it called? Loved Balenciaga. And he said, ooh, like, what do you feel like wearing? Do you want to wear baggy stuff? And I'm like, I'm not really into the, I'm like, this, I put on like the clothes and they were mad baggy. And I'm like, is this fashion?
I was just like,
is this what fashion is now, you know? But then I was like, I feel comfortable in this. Like, this feels something out of my, well, no, not comfortable. I felt out of my comfort zone. But when you feel uncomfortable, that's how you move forward.
Indeed.
Because you challenge yourself and whatnot.
No, great words indeed. Well, That's awesome. Interesting, because I think like fashion for everyone. Personally, I prioritize comfort over fashion. I don't know. What about you guys, Jack,
Sammy?
You
look pretty fashionable to me.
Oh, please. You're flattering me.
I mean,
I think
like radio is the only place where I prioritize comfort.
True. I've been in the studio for like 3 hours.
So that's actually a good question in there. Is what do you see as the relationship between like fashion and the music you're creating?
I think hip hop and fashion work very strongly hand in hand, just because of the type of a lot of music now works very hand in hand with fashion, just because of the visions of people constantly wanting to push barriers and wear things that people aren't used to seeing, because we're constantly trying to stand out. And when you pick certain attires, you're remembered for that attire.
True.
You know, and it's like you all of a sudden have a world that people are stepping into. And hip hop and fashion, you have someone obviously like Kanye West and like with the Adidas and the Yeezy and whatnot, making that his world. So, yeah, I think that just flowed onto everything. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, live performances. Like, what do you expect? What do you want from, like, what are the venues that you really want to perform at in Australia or even globally? Who knows? Do you have any in mind? And if you have done any already, you want to speak about those?
So I've performed recently a bunch at like Section 8. Shout out Section
8. Lovely ballad.
Yeah, no, they're dope. And like the homie Listrato runs a lot of the nights there, and he always puts me on for like the Latin nights. And more or less seeing the Latin community grow with like different types of people running events, and the type of reggaeton and Latin like tracks they're supporting is like definitely something that have been gravitating towards too. But yeah, more or less like where I want to perform, I would love to go perform globally as everyone, you know, and I definitely will in the future. And
any dream venue?
Dream
stage?
I think everyone always wants Coachella. You know, but true. I like, yeah. I've done a big one here, which was really dope. We did the Forum, so Unique's our producer.
Damn. Yeah.
So we did the Forum, so we saw pretty height of something there. And more or less, like, I'm just letting the world flow to what's next. And I know that soon enough I'll be flying somewhere, because I know the sound is, like, I can't really be compared to a lot of artists here, type of thing.
Mm.
So, yeah.
No, valid. I'm not sure, but if you want to talk about it, what you got, something in the pot cooking, you know, and new releases, anything, maybe a window seat?
Yeah, I've got El Window Seat coming out tomorrow. So that's the premiere for today.
Awesome,
I'm all about supporting the local radio stations and coming on and like freestyling and showing love to where it's like shown, you know?
Nah, much appreciated and reciprocated as well for sure. But, so what is it? What's the direction for a window seat? Is it more like, I'm sorry if I'm butchering the pronunciation.
No, it's so fine.
What is the correct pronunciation?
It was correct. Just the song is, it was more or less like a consistency song. Like it was the first, so I moved houses and it was the first song that I made at the house.
Oh, damn.
And it actually was a sort of like a bit of a tangle to get out, but then we got it out and it's actually a mix of, it's introducing my singing on house music and then as well as me doing like a drill track, and it just like combines into each other. And the second half is produced by Unique, and then the first half is produced by Kabu Beats. Never met him, but his YouTube, so shout out him. He's huge though, like everyone loves his beats. So I can make contact with him.
I mean, if you hopped onto one of his beats, then we already know he's valid.
Yeah.
So, I did have a very different question. Let me know if I'm butchering the pronunciations. I'm not the best at Spanish.
Nah,
but for Mijo Rico and Mi Cariño. Mi Cariño. I think I got that wrong again.
The first one was right there.
Yeah. I see like a lot of shot for the album art, because album art really stands out for me and is a different element I focus on for tracks as well. And I see a lot of like influence from classic cars. Is that an interest for you?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Oh, yeah, in the beginning, I think it felt like it just was always the cars I had access to.
Mm.
Like the Mick Gardner one was actually the homie's mum's car. We drove to like a farm to take the pictures and bought like smoke machine.
It looks so fire.
Yeah. It's out in the farm area. So all the shout out the farm people. They always got like big cars sitting in the garage. Yeah. So yeah.
That's valid.
That was that one.
The album covers and just like the art go really hard. And I just want to touch on that. I think that's an underappreciated element. Would you agree?
Art?
Yeah, cover art.
Yeah, like, I think it's pretty appreciated though.
Really?
You don't think so?
I don't know.
No, it's that. Nah, not as much anymore. But shout out, what's it called? Shout out
Farm People.
Shout out Gardner Beats for doing the Fiesta and the Mijo Rico one, and then Okuyu for doing the Mi Cariño one, because he did that one too.
Well, awesome.
Can I jump in with a question?
Yeah, quick? For sure. Go ahead.
I just want to ask. I know I can tell we're kind of wrapping up here, but I want to know as well. You mentioned kind of the fact that your music stands out in the Australian music scene. Mm. What is it about creating music that makes you want to like take these left turns from?
Just because then I can't be compared to anyone. In the like when I was making music a lot, one of the comments that I used to like when I was beginning was like, "Oh, it sounds so much like Drake," or "It sounds so much like this." And in the beginning, it's cool, but then you get to a point when you're like trying to like make a full living off this, which I've had like glimpses of. Where if you sound like someone, they're like, we don't want it.
We want you.
Yeah, we want to sign someone or take someone on board that you can't compare to anyone, type of thing. But good question though.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Brother. Well, Jalmar, I'm going to give you the floor. Let people know, plug it, you know, what you got coming up. what can people look forward to?
So I'm actually doing a show at Balaqueo on June 30th at the Gasometer. A bunch of Latin acts are going to be performing on that night, which is really sick. So shout out them for putting me on. I've been experimenting with more upbeat sounds type of thing, dropping some more like dembow type of vibe, reggaeton type of vibe, house vibe, and just this year is just consistency. I'm just gonna drop it all because sometimes
I like to hear that.
Yeah, because sometimes like you hold on to things for too long, and like you don't even know if people are gonna like it or if they don't, but you have to just like be okay because there might be people that actually love it, you know. So
unless you take that chance, you're never gonna find
out.
You
have to.
You're never gonna know if something's gonna pop off or not. And I think just creating something purely just because you feel like it's the right thing to make, or you had that creative direction.
Most definitely.
You know, that's what music is about. That's what art is about. And staying true to that is lovely. And speaking of staying true to yourself, we're going to play John Mayer's latest release. This, ladies and gentlemen, is En Vivo. You're listening to Hip Hop on Sin.
Let's go.
El Window Seat by Jalmar, produced by Unique. It is a big, big night here on the Hip Hop Show. I'm your host, Dabs, brought to you by Jack as well. It's a big, big full house vibe in the studio right now. We had El Window Seat by Jalmar just playing before, bringing you a lot of ballet funk vibes. A lot of reggaeton, a lot of Spanish influence there. Tell us a little bit about that. What inspired you in the creation of that, Jalmar? And kind of like, what's the new evolution coming for 2023?
The evolution is more upbeat music. Like, I want to be able to, you know, headline festivals. And I noticed when I went to Beyond the Valley how influential Latin house is and how much people here love it. And I'm like, well, I can speak Spanish. Let me jump on this wave and whatnot. And yeah, sort of just went from there. And yeah, decided I didn't want to just have it as a drill song. I wanted to incorporate that type of vibe also. So yeah, we went with that.
Exactly. And I feel like with 2023 in the realm of hip hop as well, and all of us here are hip hop heads, so we've got a bit of an idea. Hip hop is an interesting genre in Australia. I feel like we jump a lot if you think about the old Hilltop Hoods kind of days, MC Cursor, even like Chillin' It kind of vibes, to now where you have HP Boys, you have people like 1-4, and drill is kind of becoming Australia's sound in hip-hop, I want to say. Like, we're kind of leading the forefront for that.
Definitely.
And being able to blend the cultures of each individual person with the sound that we're kind of developing is an insanely great skill. I want to talk a little bit about the last year as well as, like, the recent development in the, like, 5 months that we've been in 2023. You've been doing a lot of live performances lately. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to be in front of the faces of, like, you know, my culture, be on the forefront of like the Latin people here, and to be a pioneer for like Latin music here and get people more well aware of what we're doing, because but Australia's always behind on things. And when it came to drill, I thought drill was going to phase out, but more or less it just kept on getting bigger and bigger all around the world. And yeah, I want to show like what I can do on it, as well as like introduce the reggaeton type of vibes to my music. And yeah, Latin house is already huge here. People love it here. So yeah, that was the process behind it for sure.
Exactly. And Unique, you've been pretty quiet in the studio as well. Do you want to jump on the mic in just a moment?
Sure.
Talk a little bit about how the production of the song went with Jalmar. What was it like? You live in the studio for 3 weeks producing it?
Nah, this was a different kind of way we played it out this time. Jalmar kind of like went on his own journey and found like a YouTube beat and kind of crafted it through that. And then he hit me up and said he wanted to do like a house section to it. So within like probably a couple of days back and forth, yeah, like formulated this, and Jalmar said it was hard. So we kind of went with it and it became the baby you're listening to tonight.
Beautiful. And tell us a little bit about the Kill Bill sample in there as well. Like, ooh, what inspired that?
The Kill Bill. You know what's so funny? And I got to watch this movie. I haven't watched it yet. So like,
huh?
I haven't watched it yet.
That's a huge revelation.
Yeah. So we need to get on that movie, because like all I heard was the whistle. I just heard the whistle and I was like, I love this whistle. This is sick. And then I was like, this feels like still like my colorful type of vibe with like your like, what's it called? Deep like 808s and strong like movement in the beat and the drum pattern. And I was like, I just love the uplifting of the whole song and the sample itself. Like, yeah, I just need to watch that movie.
It'd be interesting if you watch it and you just absolutely hate it.
Imagine that. Yeah,
sample,
imagine
it's
that
the worst movie I've ever seen.
Okay, wait, so you at least understand Kill Bill as a as an idea, right? Like you've heard of the, you've seen the pictures, you know who made the movie, right? What are your first impressions as someone that hasn't seen the movie? What do you think it's about?
I just know it's a classic. I just know it's a classic, and it's a classic that I just haven't watched yet. You know, there's just so many options on Netflix and everything, and like watching movies is tough nowadays. Right. Like watching a whole movie, it's so tough. Everyone wants series, and we want comfortable stuff. You know, we get Liddy or we have a J or something, and we want our comfortable shows. And like to pick a movie, sometimes on like Netflix, I've picked a couple wrong ones, and now I'm just like, oh, I gotta make sure the next one's right, because the worst is picking a wrong movie and watching 2 hours of it.
Especially
that sucked.
In a movie, even when it sucks, there's that like commitment to watch it all the way through, because you're like, oh, maybe it gets good, and then often it doesn't, and that's like 3 hours of your life you'll never get back.
100%.
Yeah. That's why TV shows, like you mentioned, they give you that little opportunity to be like, are you enjoying this? It's like, I'll just drop off. No, I'm not.
Legit.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of your inspirations in terms of just like a dumb question we can ask on the topic of films and TV. As an artist, you have to draw inspiration kind of like everywhere all at once, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What are your go-tos? You know, you want your comfortable show. You want to sit back after a long day and just relax on the couch. What are your go-to movies?
My go-to movies, I love Wolf of Wall Street. Everyone loves Friday. We love Friday. We love a bit of Rush Hour. I like a lot of older movies where they didn't hold back and be scared of being canceled. Because like all the comedies now, they're so like, oh, we can't say this. So we're not going to say this. We can't say this. But sometimes I like all the random like stuff that they say, because it pushes boundaries, you know. Even if it's like my like Latin stereotype, I love seeing it on a TV show because it's funny, you know. We get to laugh at like the stereotypes that we have in our own culture, and sometimes it gets phased out because of like people canceling and being too sensitive, but sometimes they're just movies.
Yeah, you know, exactly. With that as well, I wanted to ask as well some huge inspirations that you have. There's not a lot, but it's Latin and reggaeton in the blending of English music as well is a blending, like not blending, but it's a rising genre. Like it's rising in popularity quite a bit.
Definitely.
If you had any collabs, I know it could be as obscure as you want, or it could be as common as just Bad Bunny or Ozuna. If you wanted to, who are your dreams?
Who are my dreams? Fine. I think everyone wants a Drake collab. Everyone wants a Drake collab. Who doesn't want a Drake collab?
Drake's probably listening, so that's a good in for you.
Let's go.
Yeah.
OVO. Who else do I like? I like Amara from, I think she's from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. She's dope. There's heaps, man. What's her name? Takesha. She's from Dominican Republic. I love her music. Rosalia. Obviously Bad Bunny and all them. I'm trying to think of like other ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I listen to a lot of music. And yeah, I love when people start bringing new sounds, you know. I'm loving the Jersey vibe too. Loving a bit of everything, Central C. So, yeah. With music, I've noticed that nowadays, especially when it comes to hip-hop, you just got to be aware of everything.
Exactly.
You just got to be open to it all if you want to keep evolving, because it's a constant evolving genre. Like, we don't even know what an exact hip-hop song is now anymore.
It's interesting that you say that as well, because hip-hop is kind of evolving into this weird kind of blend of pop as well, so it's like everything is kind of relevant in hip-hop as well, and rather than just like the words of the streets and rhythm and poetry.
Definitely.
On its own. Speaking of collaborations and legendary collaborations, you've got a couple of interesting things happening this year. We like to talk about that. Or
yeah for sure, like I want to collab with more like international like people in the Latin culture, you know. I've already collabed with like the homie Joanny from Nigeria and whatnot, so I'm all about showing love in like the Afro-Latin world, because a lot of my homies are like from both of those worlds. So yeah, I feel like it always fuses very nice with my music. It's always refreshing to like see two people of different culture come together on like, you know, Afrobeats and like reggaeton. It's very like they've got a lot of the same type of drum patterns, which I just love showing, what's it called? Showing homage to all those things.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to the Sin Hip Hop Show. You're here with myself, Dabs, and we've got Jack here. Samir, do you want to say what's up? You're on the keys right now, leading us.
Now, we still have Jabbar in the studio. Lovely to have you here. Tell us what we're going to be doing next.
I feel like spinning a free verse.
All right, let's go then. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a freestyle by Jamar.
Let's go. Suave, suave, suave. Beat up a bit. Mira. Up. Speed bumps on the road only give me energy. Tryna read my mind, but they don't give out GEDs in telepathy. Last time I felt too vulnerable, left that girl at 10 in the morning, yawning, snoring. What should I call it? It's me or you, baby, not me and you. You know the truth. Que bueno, en calle, callejero. El jefe cuando llego, heart went cold and turned to yellow. Como? I was brought so long, but this shit didn't break me. And all of the scars they got, their stories now, and everyone made me. Vale. Papa told me stay focused, head in a tunnel but still in a swivel. Not naive, didn't get this far by playing fair and being civil. No, I'm too pristine, been fresh on the scene, no Listerine. To invest in a dream, better grow them trees, so they plugging it back to me. I know that you've been through the struggle too. Life's a movie that read about Spike Lee. I don't know where this one will end. Learned the most when I was misled. She put out a bag and gave me a nail. We both took a chance and might never tell the tale. Okay, speed bumps on the road only give me energy. Tryna read my mind but they don't give out GEDs in telepathy. Last time I felt too vulnerable, left that girl at 10 in the morning, yawning, snoring. What should I call it? It's me or you, baby, not me and you. You know the truth. Que bueno, en calle, callejero. El jefe cuando llego. Heart went cold and turned to yellow. Como? I was broke so long but this shit didn't break me. And all of the scars they got, their stories now. And everyone made me. Vale. Suavecito, muy rico. Bless, bless, bless in it, fam.
That was absolutely
whoa, incredible. Wow. Yeah. Wow, I can't even.
He dunked on you in multiple languages. Yeah, like Spanish as well.
Bro brought out the Spanish and just started spinning. God damn. Yeah. Also, honestly, that was insane, by the way. Can we get a round of applause, please?
Bless.
Oof. Okay, one thing I noticed, like, when I was listening to it, bro, that sounded like studio quality.
Yeah, that's. I was thinking, like, while I was listening to it, is no one's gonna believe this is live.
Yeah, I wasn't like believing. Because I had to double check. Did I play another track or something? Because like this sounds like a fully polished, or single or something.
You should have made a mistake so that people believe. It. Legit. Now people are gonna be like, studio produced.
No, they're faking. You know?
Oh my gosh.
Nah, but wow, what a freestyle, man. Oh my god, I'm. In the middle, I had like goosebumps when he went with the El Jefe. Bro, that triplet, I was like, oh, he's serious. He ain't playing no games.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for being here, man. This is awesome. Awesome. Give the plugs.
So, just my name, Jalmar, Jalmar on Instagram. Awesome. It'll pop up. Spotify, same thing, Jalmar, and big music coming. More stuff. If you don't hear it, you'll hear it somewhere. It'll be plugged in.
I like that.
You'll hear it somewhere. You'll hear it on the radio. You'll hear it everywhere. So
you might even hear it on Sin.
Let's go. All right. Bless Sin. Bless.
We're going to have a quick chat about a really interesting event that has unfolded recently. So for the Sydney Easter, the Royal Sydney Easter Show, rap performances and rap music has been banned, ladies and gentlemen. What are we thinking?
It's insane. For right off the bat, like hearing in 2023 that people are banning rap music is like the most moral panic thing that you can imagine.
It's like, what are we in? The dark ages, man? What's happening right now?
Yeah, it's the same as like the 60s or 70s, like people banning rock music because it's like corrupting the youth or whatever.
Yeah, apparently inciting violence and quote-unquote safety reasons.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not so sure about that.
Definitely trust the police's judgment on that one. Yeah. That seems great.
It's a very, very interesting world. But for today as well, we had Jalmar into the studio for an amazing interview talking about El Window Seat as well as some latest drops as well as the developments for 2023. Wanted to talk a little bit about having an artist in the studio that performs hip hop as well. Talking a little bit about how does it feel to have kind of your way of life essentially, right? It's how you make a living, it's your dream and what you produce and your creativity, your art essentially being banned for a number of things that you as an artist don't perceive in your music. How does that, like, what do you navigate throughout the world? Is there a particular angle that you're able to view this from that's slightly different from everyone else, I guess?
More or less, like, the world is just, like, I feel like the world's getting very sensitive with different topics and whatnot, and not a lot surprises when it comes to people just banning things and just stopping this and stopping that. And, like, yeah, it doesn't come as a surprise, but then at the same time, it is a bit of a surprise because, like, we're always just looking for someone to blame for things. But at the end of the day, each individual has, like, their things that they do on their own moral compass to put a ban on, like, a certain genre because of what's happening in other scenes. Like, it feels like it's let's blame this. Let's blame this person 100%. Or something like that, you know?
And I mean, we should say for context, the reason they've decided to have this crackdown is specifically because there's been violence at recent Easter shows in Sydney. And they're, like you said, trying to pin the blame somewhere. And they're going, what are kids listening to? Hip hop and, quote, rapper music is what they called it, which kind of shows you how out of touch they are.
The defense from
the first place.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off, Jack. But the defense from the New South Wales police was that it's more against not apparently specifically rap, but it's against like offensive language and a language that might incite any violent behavior, and that people have made the automatic link between rap and that. And I really don't think that's a valid argument.
No, it's trying to walk it, like, back 100%.
That's a really vague, unsupported like argument. Oh, we're just gonna, oh, if you're gonna say anything bad or cuss, yeah, we don't want children to hear it because it might incite violence.
Right. In general as well, there's like a bigger issue with people taking like hip hop and refusing to interpret it as fiction, which it often is. Like in the US, you have a lot of cases where rappers are prosecuted based on lyrics in a song, which is insane because that doesn't happen in like any other genre. Like you think of the number of like messed up metal or rock songs and that's fine for some reason, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Just a very backwards mentality, I think.
Yeah.
That's why we learn to rap in other languages, man. No more English. It's banned.
Yeah, nobody reading into that. No, but Jamar, as like a specifically, I think, drill heavy music, what do you think? Like, imagine your performance was like, oh, you can't perform because we think, you know, your music doesn't fulfill certain criteria and is flagged as violent.
Your song is above 164 BPM.
Yeah. You cannot play. You cannot play.
I mean, you freestyled in here today and me and Samir didn't attack each other.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man. No, but seriously, like, what do you think is a solution to this? Or what do you think the way forward should be?
Particularly as well, you're not Australian as well, right? Like, you're very clearly, you speak another language.
Yeah.
What is it like growing up in an immigrant family as well, listening to hip hop, creating hip hop, and then having that kind of situation that you might have been raised on and you might not have been raised on in your family's kind of view of what you do kind of reflect itself in the real world again?
Yeah. I guess it all depends where you grow up and like where you live and whatnot. Like, I'm like from Dandenong, so like, I don't know, you see some of those things pretty like frequently and whatnot, like of like the violence and whatnot. But I guess, like, look, there's worse things happening in the world at the end of the day than like those things happening. And there's violent people everywhere, you know? And to think that you can fully stop violence just because of taking music out, like, I don't think that that's going to solve like a lot of things to an extent. And then, yeah, it's just, at the end of the day, it's whoever intakes whatever they decide to do with like their thoughts and whatnot. I guess, you know, get a good lawyer and try and get a good lawyer and make sure he can help you, him or her, help you perform.
I mean, you hear it first, man. Jalma is telling you to lawyer up.
Lawyer up.
Know your rights and regulations, people.
Big facts.
I do love that, like, Jalma, you're just sitting there and, like, everyone threw the hardest question at you about an event you learned about, like, 10 minutes ago. Yeah. And then each person on mic here, us hosts, just all like added completely on and were like, and how would you tie that to your experience in, like, growing up in this kind of family? And, like, the what's the solution?
That's what
like,
the hip-hop show is about. We asking the pressing questions, people.
Yeah. Throw in, like, how do we solve wealth? Wealth inequality while we're at it.
What did Jaden say? Oh, we're talking about the state and political state of the world.
No, that's wonderful. Thank you for your responses. We kind of put you on the spot there, but, you know, always appreciate it.
Just before we finish up, Jalma, let the people know where we can find you, all your socials, plug the details, anything later, big collaborations, Converse All-Stars.
Yes, sir.
Wait, hold up. Pause. We got to shine light on this. I almost forgot. You talk to us about that. How's that going?
Converse All-Stars, look, shout out to them. They're like, if... This is such like a random thing that I've noticed with Converse All-Stars, but like just really shining light on a lot of like their ethnic cultures that are here in Australia and just supporting their creative endeavors. So shout out to them and just like really backing me with the sound that I'm making. And a lot of creatives, they're just like really funding and helping creatives of like ethnic culture to push forward what they're doing. So shout out to Converse All-Stars. And yeah, big things coming with them for sure.
For sure, for sure. I think it's a different type of motivation as well when you know you have someone supporting you like that. It completely believing in whatever you're bringing to the play, your brand, you, your music, your art. And so, yeah, that's lovely. Well, all right. We're gonna jump straight into a track. Where can people find you?
Just my name, Jalma, J-A-L-M-A-R on Instagram. Awesome. It'll pop up. Spotify, same thing, J-A-L-M-A-R.
Run that track, baby. Let's go.